This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast for a Tuesday, the 21st of March. Carly has just realised that her whole plan of her holiday, then going to Bremer Bay, has all fallen absolutely into crap.
I don't think it has at all. I think it's fine.
Sure. All right. So anyway, Alpha Box, we'll get to that in a second. Producer Shelby, actually, I get her on the mic because we haven't done too many tours yet. We've done one to Broome, right, Shelby?
Yes, and I learned significant lessons on that tour.
What did you learn? Mainly about Carly.
No, I learned from you, really. Oh. I learned that you do the tours so good. And yeah. Because we immediately got there and you're like, I'm going to go for a walk. Then you came back with water and snacks and just you were so prepared the whole time.
Yeah, I am a Boy Scout life. I'm a little bit like the army.
You were kind of like also our mum because you were like giving Carly.
Dishing out Panadol.
Yeah, and giving me like.
Yeah, I learned one thing that I didn't have on me that you needed, Carly, which I've now put into my bag, hair ties. So I now have hair ties in my bag as well.
Karen, you don't have enough hair for that.
No, not for me, for you, because you're the one that's always needing one.
Oh, that's true. Well, thank you. That's good. Now I don't have to pack them. I don't have to waste the space.
No, it's a literal not even an inch. So please bring them, but I do have them. Also, Julia might need
them. Why would I bring them? Then we're doubling up.
No, these are backup ones. You don't need my Panadol, but you took it anyway.
Also, you did also forget your hair tie as well. So
yeah. I did. Well,
sure, you might need a hair tie.
Yeah.
I might need one.
Well, maybe bring three then, Alan.
I think it's a pack of five. Anyway, so a lot going on in the old packing. Now, Carly, Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. All right, let's get this up. What is tomorrow? Wednesday.
Correct.
All right. Year is flying by. Just loading.
The year is flying by Wednesday. To determine that. Jesus Christ. We've got a week off coming up next week, by the way. Can you tell? Can you tell?
Okay. So tomorrow is A for Alpha.
Yep. Or Alan, depending on how you look at it.
Starting with A, name a mammal.
Anteater.
Yeah.
Yep. Antelope.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all I got. There's plenty of them, right?
Alpaca.
Oh, I love alpacas.
Aardvark. What's an aardvark look like?
They've got the little snout thing and they're like, hell cute. Yeah.
Ants.
Where do you find those?
At my house, exclusively.
You've got a special license for them?
I do, yeah.
Oh.
They're cool, right? They're weird looking.
Oh, South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, I said.
Aardvark means earth pig.
Oh, my God. I didn't know
there
that.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start calling people aardvarks. You bloody aardvark. What do you mean by that?
It actually sounds endearing, doesn't it?
It does until they realise that I'm calling them an earth pig.
Yeah, but will they know?
They won't.
Unless they speak Afrikaans.
Or.
Apparently that's in Afrikaans.
They have Google. The two things that could potentially ruin this. All right, what should you call the podcast there? You can obviously hear there's a lot of energy left after the show today. Carly obviously figuring out what she's going to do about this whole packing situation.
Oh, yeah. So I get in like 9:30 at night.
From over east. So 9:30 at night, you get back home.
I'm going to have a suitcase. Oh, no, you know what I'll do?
Pack another bag like Shelby said.
Yeah,
I'll pack another bag. But my thing is I'm going to have all my dirty clothes.
But just have extra clothes. Do you not have you own a million clothes. And it's going to be cold in Bremer Bay.
And so also, you're only there for like 3 days.
Yeah, three days.
You've seen what I pack for
and,
3 days.
And it's a work uniform. You're not going to take that
and
with
also,
you.
I'm going to be moving house during this time too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spanners in the works. No, I'll wash my clothes over east before I leave over east.
Yeah, well, that's one part of a good idea. But like, I mean, why not just have a whole bag packed and just leave it at work on Friday, bring it in on Friday?
To pack two bags. First of all, I don't have two bags.
It's 3 days. You can just do it in a shopping bag. It doesn't matter.
A shopping bag for 3 days? It's going to be cold down there. I need options.
I can't. You know what? Forget about it. I'm not bringing the hair ties. I'm not bringing them.
I won't have room, Alan.
No,
I won't have room.
I'm not bringing them. No, you're on your own. You're on your own. Both of yous. Alan and Carly. Carly, what's going on in your world?
Well, next week we are flying over east to see some family.
We are?
Well, me and Russ.
Oh, God,
sorry.
I was like, I have to chat with
you're
Julia.
You're my work
I had
husband.
No idea.
He's my actual husband.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. God, I don't like that term. Actual husband. Ew. No.
But this will be Russ's first flight in 3 years.
Oh, cute.
Because obviously, I think a lot of people are in that boat with COVID hitting and, you know, everything.
The prices are
phenomenal. But in that time, I've managed to bounce around the country a little bit and take a lot of flights. A lot of it has been for work.
I'd say all of it, right?
All of it has, pretty much all of it has been for
nice
work.
Nice brag.
There was one little girls' trip away. But anyway, so he's definitely been deprived when it comes to travel. So when we actually made the trip over to WA, I was so excited. I spoke about this on the show at the time. Mm-hmm. And that was because I was moving here for work. Work said, well, we'll fly you over.
That's right.
So they paid for my flight.
Yep.
So because I didn't have to front up any money for the flight, I put in a bid for an upgrade, which is something I've never done. I put $300 and it got accepted. So yep. I flew business class
City
across
Perth,
the country.
5-hour flight. That's
as,
a good one.
As Russell in our 2005 Subaru Forester mm-hmm. and our 42-kilo dog.
So is this a paid ad?
Drove across the country,
yep.
staying in some very questionable places.
Yep.
So we definitely had different experiences. But anyway, we were getting excited for the flight and Russell said, I can't wait to put my upgrade in. I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, this should be the deal, right?
Because you got
first class. I should get first class.
Yeah, but it was a different time. It was like you were here peak COVID.
Exactly
you
right.
You had to isolate for yes. like 2 weeks and so, there was no one on your plane.
Exactly. So he's taken that into account and he's crunched some numbers. And so we're going back and forth at the moment of what I think is a reasonable upgrade bid because he genuinely wants to
but
get the
upgrade. But you've already
paid
bid. For the flight.
Exactly, which I said we need to take into account.
Yeah.
Now, we are not, you know, people that fly business class normally.
No, you can tell that when you see you.
Thongs
you
on the plane.
You don't need
happy
to say
honest.
That. It's pretty obvious. Oh, just in general, your day-to-day.
Let's say I got my money's worth, though,
yep.
in wine. But anyway, so we're going back and forth at the moment. And I said, you know what? $300 is
that's
where
what you paid.
That's what I paid.
Yep.
I think that's fair. Now, he thinks given inflation, the fact that...
Actually, he's not wrong. It has an easy 5% rise in
the last
couple of years.
There is no way that his bid is getting accepted for $300. I said the furthest...
Right.
Plus, we've already fronted up a lot of cash for the
yeah.
flights.
Yep.
So we have to take that into consideration as well. So the highest I'm going to let him go is $350.
I wouldn't even. He's not going to get accepted anyway.
Well, I'm hoping he's not because $350 yeah. on top of what we've already paid is a lot of
to
money.
To have some beer on a plane.
I know.
Grow up, Russell.
But also he was like, you do under... And then I was like, well, what am I going to do? Be down the back of the plane by myself?
Yeah.
I was like, what if we both put in an upgrade?
No. Wait.
Because I was like, what if we... Because he was originally saying $600. I said, absolutely not. We cannot afford that.
No one can afford that.
But then I was like, but what if we split the $600 and we both put in an upgrade bid and we both get it? Then that is 2 for 1. That is value for money, people.
Mm.
Do you see my point?
I want you to reach out right now. And can you feel my face when you do that, when you reach right out? I'll tell you why you can't, because right now you are most out of touch you've ever been.
Hey, I think for $300 business, when you're getting your money's worth, it's not that bad. I don't think they're going to do that anymore.
No,
I think
not.
It was like a lightning strike that hit me. I think I pretty much should have bought...
Lightning strike on a plane. That's brave of you to bring up. Nervous flying.
But anyway, look, I'm going to let him put his cute little bid in for $350.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get accepted.
He's not going to get it.
And the thing is, we're going to have a very different trip if he does get accepted.
I want that to happen.
We are going to be living off Maccas if that happens.
Are we going to pass the hat around, by the way, in the office to help you out? Do we want
a little GoFundMe?
Little
page.
GoFundMe as well?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think we will.
Yesterday, McGowan put on his Facebook page that over 2 billion containers have been saved from landfill through the Containers for Change program.
That's awesome. Still fairly fresh, right? We've only had it for a few years here
yeah.
in WA. So it's good to see that obviously people are taking advantage of the scheme and, you know, making that koosh.
Absolutely. And I did so for the first time
That's
over
right.
the
you
weekend.
You had a big plan before the holidays,
yes.
the Christmas holidays. You said that you were going to save all the containers, wash
yep.
them all, get them all ready
yep.
to put in bags and then cash them in. But you hadn't done it yet.
Hadn't done it yet. But over the weekend, it was time.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Well, yeah,
so,
with your drinking habits.
I think I had a moving box full.
Okay.
And then I had like 2 other boxes. One of them was a Corona box.
Now, I haven't done this before, so I have questions. Do you need to pre-crush them or do you?
No. So what I did, I took so you have to take the lids off.
Yep.
So I took the lids off and put them separately, which they actually did.
Well, most of your wine bottles have corks anyway, right?
Yeah, you can't do the corks.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I took the lids off and put them separately and they actually did recycle those as well.
Oh, the lids, they take care of them as well.
Take care of
but
those
as well.
You don't
get money for that.
No.
Okay.
I was so excited to do my haul, so I just basically put them into like my cans versus my glass bottles versus my plastic water bottles.
Okay.
One had more than the other. But anyway, so I was so excited because the first time we went to go, I literally had like a couple. And then I was like, this isn't worth it.
Because you got to line up and stuff, yeah. Right?
So I went back. Straight in, by the way. 9:30 in the morning. Bang, straight in.
Love it.
No waiting around.
Yep.
And guess how much we got?
Well, so how many months of accumulation
I would say
is this?
About like two or three.
2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
With your drinking.
Well, it's only me and Russell.
Yeah, no. Russell's not doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Oh, stop it.
I don't know, maybe $60?
$26.
Oh, good effort, bud.
But that's a great effort. And I drink...
Well, considering it's from trash.
Exactly right. $26. I was stoked.
Always pays a bottle of wine.
Exactly. Exactly right. And then I can donate it. See?
That's cool.
But 13, 10, 60, I'd love to hear from other people out there because I'm not a serious player yet.
No.
This is something I'm going to keep doing for sure. There was a guy who was pulled up behind us who had a whole ute tray full.
Yeah, okay.
And I wanted to stick around just to see. I also felt sorry for the staff there. But 13, 10, 60, how much have you gotten so far for containers for change?
Yeah.
I'm impressed at my $26. If you can beat that, you've already impressed me.
Well, I got a feeling we might get a few people that win. That today.
But yeah, 13, 10, 60. I'd love to hear from you guys. The possibilities are endless, aren't they? What a way to make money. Saving the environment. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call now and tell us how much you have made from containers for change. We've got Sam in Jero. Sam, how much have you made?
So I went there and I made about $160.
Oh, good effort. Good effort. Where's all that coming from?
So on the farm, you know, all the guys over seed and harvest, they drink like fish.
Yeah.
Yep. I had like chemical containers just full. And I tell you now, when you say you get something for nothing, I had to work so hard to get that money, putting that in the machines. And there's like cigarette butts and stuff. I earn every cent.
Well, I hope you bought yourself a nice bottle of wine or something, Sam.
Well, I did get a couple, yeah.
And then you can recycle them,
It's a double wham. Thanks,
Love
Sam. Let's go to Peter in Port Hedland. Peter, how much money are you making from containers for change?
Hi, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, Peter. How much?
We make probably $150 to $200 every 2 months.
Oh, wow. That's a good effort. $100 a month.
Yeah, well, yeah. Probably have a bit of a drinking problem.
I don't know if I could.
Well, I don't endorse that.
Congratulate
I endorse the other part.
Peter. But surely other people are contributing too, Peter.
Yeah. It's
and not, you know, water bottles, fast, green no. juices, maybe as well.
The energy drinks.
Nah, definitely a lot of soft drinks and water bottles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing with the cash? Are you hoarding it for a rainy day? Because it is cash that you normally wouldn't have.
No, divide it and put it into my kids' account.
Oh, it's wholesome.
That is nice.
Yeah, so they actually get the money, not me. So,
geez, you're a good dad.
Yeah, really good.
Wow.
I mean, cut back on the drink a little bit. Thanks, Peter. Let's go to Ants in Karratha. Ants, how much money are you making from containers of change?
Good morning, guys. How morning. Are we?
Yeah, doing
good.
Well, mate. Doing well.
That's good. Unfortunately, I'm making about 117 a month.
117 a month.
You did say unfortunately there. Yeah, we won't go too far into that.
Well, I think we a little bit. Dip a toe.
117 a month. That is really fantastic considering, like, that's a lot of cash per month.
Yeah, it can be. It usually goes back in straight to the bottle shop.
But, well, that is one form
just
of recycling.
It's off air. Carly goes, because we start seeing these calls coming through and all the big amounts, and I go, geez, a lot of drinkers are done your way. And Carly's like, no. It could be coffee cans.
Or big
it
families.
It could be soft drinks.
Green juices.
It's WA.
It's WA, mate. It's Export, and it's Jim Beam, and it's Jack Daniels. And everyone drink responsibly.
We work hard for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly right.
Yeah. We work hard. We play hard.
just a quick one as well. A bit of an idea. You know those stripy beach bags that you get?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can fill them up and you get a good, decent amount in there. And even if you squish your cans, you get a lot more.
Got the life hack too. There you go. Yeah.
Carly's writing that one down. Thank you very much. And thanks to all the calls, actually. And
geez, I need to up my game.
Which version of it? The drinking or recycling?
Both.
Yeah, sounds like it. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And joining us now is Studio 10 host, entertainment editor, reporter. She's amazing. And she's reprising her role as JJ on Bold and the Beautiful. It's Angela Bishop. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. Really better, actually, after listening to the theme song again. Just a little bit more. What a banger. Absolute banger.
Make this a TikTok trend.
Good thinking.
Jeez, it's a good theme song, obviously, an amazing show, and you're reprising your role on it. How good is that?
Look, it's amazing. If you'd told young me when it first started that one day I would be appearing on the soap that I watched every day without fail because it's on right before our news, mm-hmm. I would have just said, you're dreaming, pinch me. But I am so excited to be back on it.
Now, it's not your first time. You've reappeared on and off over the last 6 years. JJ, your character, what a character to play, because talk about pressure. You were hired to plan the wedding, well, your character was, of all weddings, to Brooke and Ridge Forrester back in 2018.
I know, no pressure, right? And I will say that remains, they only broke up a couple of months ago, that remains their longest marriage in the whole time of the show. And I put it down to my flower arrangements. I did a great job that day. It was at the Forrester Estate, and it was just a very special day.
Nailed it. Absolutely nailed your character. Nailed it. So when you're getting hit up to be on it again, are you approaching them? Are they approaching you? Do they give you story ideas? How does that all work?
So I was over in LA doing some stories for Studio 10. We did a series of interviews with the cast for Bold Week. And that was just sort of a catch up on how they're going and what storylines, because the show's just turned 36, believe it or not. Yeah, they had a big party last Thursday night in LA. And I'm there and I got this message from Bradley Bell, the executive producer, the creator, the writer. And he said, look, we need JJ back urgent. We've got a plot point. Are you able to squeeze that in while you're here? And I said, am I able to? Of course. Hello.
Cancel everything.
Point me at the camera. I'm there. So I got my script a couple of nights before and I spend so long learning my script. It's insane. So the main actors, I'm acting with Sean Kanan tonight, who plays Deacon. But, you know, Catherine Kelly Lang, who plays Brooke, Dollar Bill Spencer, Don Diamond, they all have like 20 pages of dialogue day and they never ever mess up. I've got three lines. If I walk onto that set and stuff up one of mine, the humiliation would be just too much to bear. Yep. So I really, really study my lines and then kind of go full method, you know, like I'm a busy Beverly Hills power woman, you know, busy, 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 just doing lots of things.
I love that. Now, The Bold and the Beautiful, well, the soap world is very famous for having very long shoots. How long were you actually on set for?
Not long, let me tell you. They are actually so quick and efficient. They shoot almost two episodes in a day, which is incredible. And they are just, they're this well-oiled machine. Many of the crew have been there for decades as well. They're family and they just know each other, read each other's cues. So they actually are incredibly efficient.
Wow. And do they all remember you when you appear? Because obviously you've been on a bunch of times now. They must be excited to see you again.
They're lovely. Look, I'm lucky enough to have made friends with a couple of the longer-term cast members. And the latest person I get to see a lot of is Kimberlyn Brown, who plays Sheila, who I just think is one of the funniest humans on the planet. She's hilarious. Playing this evil, evil character all the time. You know, that storyline at the end of last year where she cut off her own toe to fake being mauled to death by a bear. You just don't get to do storylines like that on any other show.
No.
Obviously, everyone knows you here in Australia, but when you're in the States now, you're like, hey, I'm JJ. Has anyone ever recognised you?
No. That hasn't been an overwhelming problem. We're talking about a camp. Where you can see Ben Affleck and J-Lo walking down the street. They're not going to be fazed by JJ and her three lines.
Okay, maybe hanging around at Tesco's or something, you might have a better chance then.
I'll hang out at the right Starbucks.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, Angela Bishop, an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for your time today. We're looking forward to watching it. Bold and Beautiful today, 4:30 on Channel 10.
Thanks so much.
You've been putting on your detective hat this morning after seeing the breaking news this morning, all regarding one thing from our childhood.
Yeah, so Blockbuster. I spent hours at Blockbuster. In fact, the last one in Australia closed down here in WA in Morley in 2019, which doesn't seem that long ago, to be honest.
No, it doesn't.
There is one Blockbuster left in the world. It is in Bend, Oregon. Okay. So it's pretty much in the middle of nowhere. And it is still an operating video store, but it's not owned by the Blockbuster franchise. It's owned by a private...
Just a couple of independents.
Just a couple of people. Yeah. But there has been a huge update. So people kind of just stumbled across this by accident. But the Blockbuster website has been updated for the first time in years.
Okay, who has time to find that, first of all?
I wish it was me, to be honest. Like, what a thing to... like, someone's just out there going, I wonder what Blockbuster's up to. So it just has the Blockbuster blue screen with the Blockbuster ripped off ticket.
Yep, the classic logo.
And then it says, we are working on rewinding your movie.
Is that just like the website's maybe shut down after all these years?
No. It's been updated.
Okay. Why?
Okay, well, I have been in a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So basically, I went and checked everything that Blockbuster currently has a trademark for, which means that the company could go down these roads if it chose to.
All right, what have you got?
A lot.
Okay.
Okay. So computer software. Now, that's an interesting one.
Well, they used to sell different kind of things for like video games and whatnot. Like towards the end there, they were selling everything pretty much. But yeah, maybe but that was why.
The reason why I kind of am favoring that one is because Blockbuster started a Twitter account with Game Rush and they were meant to be a part of the new Blockbuster. This was in 2016.
Okay.
And basically, they were going to put on, like, gaming conventions together.
The thing is, but, like, video games these days, a lot of people just buy them online. You don't even buy physical copies of video games anymore.
But could they become, like, a... Like, what are those gaming stores that we've got?
Like EB Games.
EB Games.
Yeah, but they're, like I said, it's mainly online these days.
Mm.
I mean, if any business model would go out there and choose a terrible business model, it would be Blockbuster.
People are speculating they might finally join the streaming game and give Netflix a run for their money because they very famously laughed at Netflix when Netflix went to them and said, hey, would you like to join forces and try this streaming thing? And they said, huh, people are going to be sticking to the bricks and mortar.
The problem is Blockbuster just don't own anything, but like it's like all
they do, according to their trademark.
No, but I mean, like in the sense of like movie studios with movies and stuff to have a streaming service. They're not Paramount, they're not Disney. You know, Netflix have their own projects now, but even they're starting to fall short because they don't create enough stuff.
They've just trademarked for subscription television here.
Okay, all right. Well,
maybe there is something in this.
Maybe. Well, there you go. Heard it here first.
Why have they also got a trademark for nautical products, like on the ocean?
I don't know. Maybe a takeover from Blockbuster.
Maybe they're getting ready to set sail.
We're going
to
get your head
Either way, Blockbuster is coming back, people. You know what I want? I just want the old school bricks and mortar. Like you go down.
I don't. Absolutely not.
You don't want that?
No, I don't. Quite happy not having that.
Hmm. Yeah. I do. Just for the nostalgia element of it all.
Yeah, but how often are you really going to go?
Once. I'll put it on Instagram.
And that's why they're closing. And closed, actually. And closed. You're in it. I was going to talk about something, but you know what? Carly, in that last song, has been doing a deep dive on all things about this Blockbuster news that you need to bring to the show.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know we were going to talk about it, but I'm still down this rabbit hole.
You are so far down this rabbit hole.
So, if you missed what we were just talking about, the Blockbuster website has been updated for the first time in years and years. And it just has the message, be kind while we rewind, which means people were saying that it must be launching a comeback.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of speculation about what that could be. Now, I have finally gotten to their latest, I guess, trademark patent thing, you know, when they apply.
Yeah.
So the latest one that they got granted was in 2020 and they want it in 2021 and they want it to go till 2028. And basically, it looks like what they're going to start doing is selling Blockbuster merch. So
which makes sense.
They've got fridge magnets, sunglasses, necklaces, stickers, tote bags, reusable shopping bags.
Oh, that's
so
good.
It sounds like they're gearing up to launch merch.
Yeah.
So there's like rows and rows of merch. So it sounds like everything's going to be Blockbuster branded. But what was interesting is when I scrolled down, and this one has in brackets next to it, based on the intent to use, and that is nightclubs.
A Blockbuster nightclub.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It looks like they are gearing up to launch nightclubs and amusement centers.
Well,
I wonder if that's in Australia as well as America. Anyway, finally got to the bottom of it. Guys,
have your butt.
Call me Barbara Walters.
I won't. I won't do that. I don't know if you have or not.
I can finally sleep tonight. That would have kept me awake.
Would have it?
Yeah, what is Blockbuster doing? What do they mean, rewind?
Oh, you need a life. Alan and Carly. I love this segment because it's kind of like I do work, but also I don't do work because I go to the internet and I use ChatGPT and a bunch of other chatbots to do the work for me.
And I'm a little bit nervous because sometimes our boss, Dan, will go over the show and things he likes and dislikes. And I'm scared he's going to like this segment too much and then he's going to realize that robots do our job better than us. So, Alan, just be careful, okay?
Yeah, I'm always, you know.
It's a tale as old as time.
But I control the robot at this point. However, the chatbot is learning a lot about us because I keep giving it information to write, you know, songs about us and learn different things about you in particular. So now when I ask it things, it kind of knows all about you, your quirks, your habits, your likes, your dislikes. And so when I asked it to do something for me this week, it made a lot of assumptions. But before we get into that, what I wanted it to do was because this is what the show sounded like Thursday last week.
Yeah, good morning. You've just got Carly and producer Shelby, who I've dragged into the studio. There's going to be a lot of that this morning because Alan's a little under the weather. Good morning.
Good morning.
Cute, but no Alan because I was away. So I went to the chatbot and I've asked it to come up with a step-by-step emergency plan for when I'm away.
Now, this is interesting because I've actually written a document I spent a lot of time on.
No. So yours is practical. Mine is more for morale.
Okay.
And just how to handle it, you know. All right. Because obviously the robot doesn't know how to do radio or do what we do. We
well, mine's
anything.
More technical of how to put us into a thing called delay in case someone drops a swear word on the radio.
F yeah. sorry, I have the step-by-step guide here. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Thank God. Number one. This is if I'm on my way.
Okay.
Start by having a cup of coffee and a good laugh with producer Shelby. Laughter is the best medicine after all.
Love that.
That's
tick,
a great
tick.
Way to handle it, right? Number two, next identify potential emergencies that could occur while Alan is away and prepare accordingly.
Okay, fire extinguisher at the ready.
At the ready. Number three, provide Shelby with a list of emergency contacts, including IT support, other station personnel, emergency services, just in case Carly forgets everything you've taught her.
I feel like she already had that anyway.
Like I said, it knows you very well. Number four, conduct a training session for Carly on all equipment and technology used in the studio. Make sure to include lots of jokes and funny sound effects to keep things lighthearted and fun.
Oh, now what sound effect? Can we elaborate on that?
Like that.
Love that.
Yep.
How did that go? Let's press that button again. Great sound effect.
Yep, thank you. Number five, test all equipment and software before the show to ensure that everything is functioning correctly. If something goes wrong, just blame Shelby. It's her fault anyway.
Oh, I love that, the blame game.
This is the computer saying this. I have had no impact on this. Number six, have a contingency plan for unexpected situations that may arise during the show. This could include handling difficult callers. We don't have any of those. They're all lovely, let's be real. Or addressing unexpected news stories. In these situations, just turn to Shelby for some witty remarks and comic relief.
Now, the first breaking news story that comes to mind is, unfortunately, bless R.I.P.
the Queen.
Queenie.
That's right.
That was a big news day. That's breaking news. That's when we kind of abandoned ship and spoke about the Queen.
That's right.
I would have loved to have heard producer Shelby's jokes on that.
Yeah, some comedic relief for that one would have been amazing. The next one, assign Shelby to be Carly's designated emergency support and assistance during the show. That way, if Carly gets lost or confused, Shelby can jump in and help her find the way.
That was literally written in her contract. She's already doing that.
Okay. And the last one, it has snacks and drinks on hand to keep everyone's energy levels up. After all, emergencies are exhausting.
By the way, why is it an emergency when you're not here?
I think we all know why.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.